So, you know what? I thought that I really finally figured out why cars drag themselves on the ground. Because yesterday I saw the best prime example of it, right? I was driving around, and there on the good old road there was a streak of oil that went off to the side of the road to where if you would follow that magical trail,
you found a car. Is this right over the train tracks?
No, it's not. Over the train tracks. That's the part that gets me the most, is that this car was so low that it literally had... must have just ripped the oil pan right off the road. There must have been something. So he rips the oil. Well, that's crazy. So he rips the oil pan off the road. He's clearly sitting in a pile of his own oil, off to the side. And you know, like there's no quick way back from that.
There's no way.
I just don't understand. Like, you know, and you're the perfect one to deal with this. Like, you.
I feel like I get picked on for this over here.
I just don't understand. Like, I like cars low and aggressive looking. And you know that, like, my car is not super high.
Yeah, but it's honestly, your car is perfect stance with the tire fitment.
I understand.
It's perfect right there how it is.
Right. But then I see your car when you're aired out.
Yeah, I love it.
And it's like, and I've seen sometimes, like, you know, I'm always expecting when you start your car up for you to air up a little bit before you pull away, but no. No, like you barely air up.
I have figured out like the perfect PSI to where it's like I know I'll clear that, and I also have like my route like to and from work and like where I need to go like memorized.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a lot going on when you have this lowered car.
It's, but like, how many times annoying. Have you broke your bumper this year?
You're gonna give me this year?
Just this, because I feel like it's unfair to go any further than that.
I'll give you the whole span. I've gone through at least four bumpers. On my first GTI bumper, any lip I put on there.
Lip? Wait, you put a lip on it?
I can't put a lip on the car anymore.
I know why.
I know why too. Like, I wanted to do a carbon fiber one so bad, but just always judging by how scraped up my bumper was, it was one of those things that's like, nah, don't do that. And any plastic one I've ever tried has just been ripped. I've ripped off more lips on the GTI bumper. I never even tried it on
what
the
bumper. What is the fascination, though? Here's the thing. If I'm at a show, especially for guys on air, if I'm at a show, if I'm in a parking lot, if I'm parked at work, I air out and I'm on, you know, I'm basically, you know, three quarters of an inch off the ground, whatever it may be. I get it, right? I don't understand driving.
Because it looks like it looks like a spaceship.
No.
Some of these cars, when they're stanced out, slammed, it looks like a little spaceship cruising down the way.
You know, this is right up there to me with the bonehead moves. And yes, I'm being judgmental. This is right up there with the bonehead moves. I saw a brand new Accord.
Oh, they love
driving bonehead. Just, I don't know, maybe 5 days ago, 6 days ago. The wheels are so far cambered in. It's that VIP look where literally this much of the tire, not even touching the ground, just like this, you know, this.
Yeah.
Wheels. And I'm watching him drive, and I can see him, like, there's nothing comfortable about what he's doing.
No, it just looks good.
He's scanning the road, making sure he doesn't hit anything. It looks ridiculous.
The scanning the road part is just great when you just see just do 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 do.
When I see those cars
cruising in one lane.
When I see those cars on the road, it reminds me of a dog squatting to take a number two. It does. That's what it reminds me of. It's like it just couldn't quite get its rear down enough to let the number two come out.
Well, that's correctly. When you crack the oil pan. That's the number two.
That is crazy. I don't understand. So it doesn't make any sense to me. So you ride with this car as low as you possibly can with the risk that you're going to destroy the car over and over and over
yes.
again. But why not just keep the car up a little bit?
Because it looks goofy. Well, you got to understand. So this is Wait, one so, thing.
But it doesn't look goofy this is when one you're thing. On the side of the expressway with oil all over the ground.
I've been there. I've done it. It sucks. I remember one time I was at H2O, and that's where I was on 17s, and I was legit maybe like this much off the ground. I hit a sewer cap, oil everywhere. Everywhere. I'm just lucky I have friends. One of my good buddies gave an oil pan to another one of my buddies who was going down there. And then the next day, me and another buddy, it was just a whole big mess. But with these specs that these people run, when they air all the way up, it just looks so goofy.
But they're driving.
I know, but it looks goofy. It looks great when it sits at that, just that perfect PSI.
But they're driving. Like, I don't understand. I'm a car guy. Like through and through. And you've seen my, it's not like I'm not willing to set my cars up aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm just not willing to sacrifice the car to do it.
You're looking at two different types of people. You're a performance
one that wants
guy.
To actually have, right.
Again,
one that cares, right.
One that cares, one that wants a good feeling on the drive. And then you have your guys that
wants
are
to look like a squatting dog taking a number two.
You keep calling it that.
No, I'm just saying, like, I just think that, like, I'm still trying to process.
Like, that picture now is just in my mind. And
but so the question begs, do you drive your car for you, or do you drive your car for everybody else?
Again, that's it. You got your different people. I drive my car for me.
Right?
I love my car. There's a certain level of stupidness or, you know, camber, as you would say, and even my drive height, like I clear everything.
Well, and I will say this, out of many of the people that I've seen, I think you are probably the one that walks the line maybe the best as far as keeping your car super aggressively low, but maybe just enough that you're not super cambered in, like, mm-hmm. you like even when you're tucked, you're not like crazy cambered in. You're not like it's your car's still functional,
yeah.
But so we're not talking about this. But then there's this other piece, which is you still, if you would just air up maybe another inch
mm-hmm.
or so,
mm-hmm.
you would probably have less likelihood to have to purchase as many bumpers as you do.
Well, last year was the raccoon. That one got me.
Well, you know,
that was the raccoon.
First off, can we just take a moment of silence?
Moment of silence for the raccoon.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
I'm happy he didn't because he painted my ass. The vinyl was on back order. I had to wait months.
Wait, he was a pain in your ass?
Well.
I would argue that you were a pain all over him.
Well, he wanted to. Listen, he jumped in front of my car. That's right. All I'm saying.
Oh, so it was a raccoon suicide.
It was a suicide. Suicide by bumper.
I can't. This is ridiculous. I can't. Like, everybody's heard deer strikes, but when you hear a raccoon strike that destroys your car.
And it was so weird. It was on the Northern State, and it was getting on. I had a buddy in front of me, and he floored it, and I was like, all right, let's floor it. Let's go. So I start flooring it, and it's maybe 11 o'clock at night, and
I just see
this guy out of nowhere just right in my headlight, and I just go, I'm not going to say it, but, then smack. It was, I was pretty upset. It was pretty bad.
Like?
What, that all the plastic ripping on the bump?
Oh. I was thinking more like the raccoon hitting the car.
It was just a loud thud. I didn't hear any action from him. It was more my action in the car.
Never saw it coming.
Yeah, he didn't see it coming.
Wow.
Yeah, he took out the whole corner of my bumper. Max, yeah. I'll give you photos.
That's unbelievable. I don't know. I just feel like there's a level of driving that, you know, how can you be comfortable? How can it be fun to drive your car if you're constantly...
Yeah, but when you see those guys driving, they always have a big smile on their face.
The guy I saw the other day was not smiling.
Well, maybe he was angry because he hit
what
something.
I couldn't figure out, and I understand that here's one for you. Maybe you'll have some insight on this.
Okay.
So he had his chair reclined to the maximum position of laid
down. Oh, he's just cruising.
The hellified gangster lean is what I like to refer to.
That's the gangster lean.
So, but the issue with the hellified gangster lean was he was so reclined, but yet he was like crouched up holding himself by the steering wheel so he could see over the steering wheel.
I don't get that. I have no comment on that.
Wouldn't you want a little bit more lumbar support?
It's more lumbar. It's more so your posture. It
might help
no.
you scan
yeah.
the road better to prevent, you know.
Yeah, some people like to sleep when they drive. I don't understand it. I remember when I was younger, I used to do that, but nah, not anymore.
Yeah, I probably did too.
You definitely did too.
Yeah.
You definitely did.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean,
in my 93 Buick Regal, the seat was so far back. The back seat was.
How could you listen to Tupac without being reclined?
Tupac, Biggie, all of that.
Right.
You really need to be reclined for those.
So, my thoughts here are, I just like when you build a car, my whole thing is, yes, you know that Aeron functional, right? You know that I want my wheel and my tire to have as much contact patch on the ground as possible. I want it to handle the best it possibly can, and I want to make sure that, you know, the car looks good, but it also handles well and I'm not in, you know, I have to figure out a way to be able to drive it where I'm not afraid to, which is always a little bit, even for me, it's a little bit of a 50-50, right?
Yeah, you tend to be concerned about your front lip.
Well, because here's the thing. It's not about my front lip. Like, I feel like it really bothers me to know that, like, if I did work to a car that I'd have to, I don't want to say redo work on the car, but that I'd be messing it up because, you know, like I don't like that. Like, not because I'm not afraid to, you know, like I have a spare lip. I have another painted spare lip, figuring that I was going to blow this one off the car and it never happened. But the truth is, it's like, it's not about the lip. It's about the fact that, like, you know, like I don't want to bend the bumper tabs or like destroy anything, or it hits the intercooler and then I'm wiped out of the intercooler. And like,
I've done that.
And honestly, to me, one of the worst, like I hate being in that position where I'm stuck and I have to call a tow truck. I know you live on.
I don't live on tow trucks. I've only my car in the 12 years of ownership. I've knock on wood, of course, now because I just jinxed myself.
Right.
I've only seen the tow truck twice,
which is impressive.
Twice, and one was it was just this past year.
Right.
And that's only because my alternator and battery were just. So I just had to, it was like, there was no way. And yeah. It was January 1st. It was New Year's Day. So there was nothing open. And I was in the Hamptons. There was nothing around me for like, it was just, yeah, that was annoying.
Yeah. Which, I mean, look, it's impressive because you're also the same guy that the way Doubt does coolant flushes is he has a slow leak in his car. He'll leave it and just keep topping it off. So what he does is he has a continuous.
It's fresh. It's fresh coolant.
That's right.
All the time.
He has a continuous coolant flush that happens pretty much all year round.
You know what? That's probably my bigger issue than oil pans. My oil pan I've only broken once. I've definitely smacked it a few times, but I've only broken it once. I have probably broken maybe 2 or 3 radiators just from smacking on the ground.
I mean, I can't, you know.
I had a front mount intercooler. I had to take that off because I smacked that on the ground. I ruined that. That was when I hit the tire going to Helen. Yeah, I hit one of a tire going to Helen. It was late.
Listen, all I know is I don't understand being so low that you're prohibitive to your car actually being functional.
It's not even that I drive so low. I drive.
Did you look for raccoons and tires and?
Well, the tire came out of nowhere. It was one of those like, you know, like on the 18 wheelers where like they throw the treads.
Yeah.
It was one of those, and that cracked the bumper right in half. It smacked the intercooler up. That was leaking. I had a boost leak there. Then I took that off, and I don't even want to talk about it anymore. You guys put me on here to pick on me. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think so. Anyhow.
Look,
here's what I will say. Where do you stand for the people out there on where you should put your car, how high, where is your level of desired driving versus maybe parked?
Still needs to be functional. You guys know I'm a big air ride guy, but I do respect some static builds. But when it's slammed to the point where it's like the tire is completely hidden under the fender, it's like good luck driving, bud. You're just going to be scraping everywhere. You're not going to get into that parking lot. You're going to ruin this. You're going to ruin that.
Reminds me of my friend CRX. It used to be so stiff and so low that when you would pull into an apron of a driveway that you'd have the car with teeter-totter.
Three-wheel.
No, two-wheel. It would be the back wheel and the front wheel. Well, I mean, three wheels at a time, but like you could either push it down and it would be on the three, and then you push it forward and the other one.
Just teeters. I do that every morning coming into the driveway pretty much. I feel the back.
Anyhow, where do you guys stand on what's going on? Let us know.
Where are my stancy boys at? There's probably going to be nobody.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But let us know what you where you stand. Throw it down below. And also, we hope you had a good 4th of July.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you guys were safe.
Yeah, in the middle of the week. Like
it was on a Tuesday.
Who does that?
Nah, I don't know. Not me.
Why couldn't 4th of July know that it should always be positioned on a Friday?
I was even going to say a Monday.
I mean, I'll take either. No, you don't want 4th of July on a Monday.
Who wants to come into work on a Monday?
No, what I'm saying to you, though, is I'd rather come in on a Monday and have 4th of July off on a Friday. It gives you 2 days to recover.
You're not wrong.
Monday, you got to come to work like that. Now, for me, I don't really drink, so really I just come to work extra large because I probably have consumed too many hamburgers. But what I'm saying is that, like, still, I don't like to be bloated, so why come to work right after that?
You're not wrong.
Anyhow, take care of yourself. We'll be back next week.
Later.